Call the dog. Number four, what gets in the way of our happiness? What gets in the way of our joy? We can avoid physical pain where possible and pursue physical endeavors. And in the same way, we can avoid mental pain. And much of our unhappiness comes from how we react to events. This is based on our emotions and on our thoughts. So we can avert mental distress by examining what leads to distress. We start with examining the cause of the emotion, be it frustration, fear, or anger. Was it caused by an action, or was it caused by values that underpin the logic of the action? Was it caused by something I did in the past, or was it caused by another person having completely different values? What is that emotion all about? And will that emotion change the action and change the outcome? And what is the difference between the act and the actor? The action can be rejected without rejection and showing compassion for the actor. Here is a rather silly example about a hibiscus plant. What happens if another person continually picks a plant from someone's yard to feed her dog? The hibiscus owner may experience frustration and distress at this theft, while the dog owner thinks that the flower will die anyway and doesn't understand the distress. The act is seen by one as dishonest and a lack of respect, but the actor, on the other hand, is seen as a fellow human being. So in summary, examining our emotions can help us sort out the cause. We can avoid negative emotions and destructive ones. Distinguishing between the act and the actor helps us feel more compassion and empathy for another human being, as we are all works in progress. The road to joy runs through our emotions.